Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo, right here for you.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, listen up and welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Most shows are archived. You can come back to blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. Scroll on down and check out your favorite hosts, your favorite of authors and experts, and look for your favorite topic and listen at your convenience. But every Wednesday, we are live with our very special guest. We have a dynamic guest today. She is a financial guru, and she's internationally known as a financial expert. She's provided information and advice to Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and one-on-one. And her name is Anna Weber. She is known worldwide as the financial guru. And she will dole out invaluable information on how to cope with the financial problems that we in America and people around the world are having as a result of the worldwide coronavirus. But it seems to be diminishing in America and possibly around the world as the warm weather comes in spring and summer. So we're looking forward to that. And Anna Weber is an author of many bestsellers, her latest being Grow Your Cash Flow and the Doxa Method. And most of us are spending full time in our homes these days trying to do our business or figuring out a new business or working online on virtual computers and meetings and conferences or by phone, fax, email. But it isn't easy for all companies to do that. And as you know, many companies have closed their doors. They just could not survive and stay above water. So hopefully they'll be listening to Colombo Chronicles today with our dynamic guest, the financial guru, Anna Weber. And we will enter into the world of authors and experts in just a little bit. It hasn't been easy for most people in America or around the world to figure out how to maintain their financial status, provide for themselves and their families, which is called the necessities of life. And just as a tip, did you know by any chance that there is a law in the United States, and I believe it's a national law, maybe a federal law, but it definitely is a law in probably most states, if not all states. And it is called the Necessities of Life Law. And the Necessities of Life is a human rights law. And what it does, it provides for human rights, which is the right to work. And the right to work means that you have the right to sustain your necessities of life, which include work, education, medicine, housing, shelter, food, and the right to travel. And therefore, it is my opinion that these lockdowns are excessive. They are not quarantines. They are locking and imprisoning people in their own homes. And for over 1 year now, they are telling you when you can and can't leave your home, like for maybe in the state of California, the governor who hopefully will be recalled, Gavin Newsom, very soon, has been locking down Americans in their homes. We're free people and locked out of our jobs and our businesses, targeting mostly restaurants and salons and gyms, which are all healthy places who are required by law and have to have licenses by law on sanitation. And even the health department can go in there at any time and check for sanitation requirements are being met. And so why they would lock down restaurants and gyms and salons as the number one targets on their list is unknown to me, since they are the most required state-run businesses as far as sanitation goes, and they are checked more than most businesses as far as sanitation goes. So if you're going to go into a restaurant or into a gym or into a salon, more than likely everything has always been sanitized. Or they can be shut down, they can be fined, and they can be criminally charged. So they're very careful about that in most businesses. But it's hurt our economy, and it's hurt our way of life. And so this is a very important subject on how to grow your cash flow. So in just one moment, we're going to welcome our very special guest, Anna Weber, to Authors and Experts right after this important message. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe over in Benson, Arizona. It's a landmark. It's a 100-year-old landmark restaurant, and it has the original murals that are kept up, and you'll be excited. It has a horseshoe. It's the largest in the United States of America, and it's illuminated on the ceiling. So it is a very popular hotspot, even for tourists and for the locals in that area. So be sure to stop by and get a piece of that homemade apple pie.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up right now, because we are going to enter into the world of authors and experts with an author and an expert. In fact, the author of Grow Your cash flow, which we're all interested in and need to know, and her Doxa method. It is entitled The Doxa Method, and they're available on Amazon.com. So you can check them out and purchase your copy and learn how to grow your own cash flow. And Anna Weber, as I said, is a financial expert, and she has financial tips for us today. She's a people person. She has an interesting background, and she is about to say hello to you. Hi, Anna Weber. How are you today?
Hi, Rose. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm upbeat, and I'm positive, and even more positive when I speak to you, because there's inspiration just by the name of your book, Grow Your Cash Flow, which we all have our little doubts and depressions and anxieties. But when you hear that name, it actually inspires people to think, well, perk them up. And yes, maybe I can grow my own cash flow. But how do I do that? So, Anna Weber, welcome to Colombo Chronicles again. We're always happy to have you and with your wonderful financial tips. But, Anna, why don't you give us a little bit about your background? So, those who don't know will learn more about you.
Yeah, I was born in Romania, a communist country, and from there I moved to Israel. I got my studies there, and then from there I moved to the United States, to New York, the Big Apple. And it's been quite amazing. It's the land of opportunities, regardless to how challenging the times are right now. It's still opportunities.
And what's interesting as well to me, Anna, is that you grew up at a time when the communists were taking over Europe and hoped to take over the entire world. And now it appears we're facing that challenge again. So I think it's really important to, for our audience to know that not only did you have a tribulation and trials with your mother in your life when you were a child escaping communism and being poor and getting and escaping over to Israel and finding yourself hungry and impoverished, but yet you chose not to be hungry and impoverished. What motivated you, and how did you do that? How did you overcome that?
It was my mom. She had so much faith and so much hope and so much trust. She believed always in the positive. She never believed in anything that's challenging. She thought, like, we can work it out. We've got to work it out. And we did work it out. We moved from rags to riches in 48 hours. So that's huge. The attitude and the belief that she had, it was amazing.
That is amazing, and it gives people hope and motivation.
Yeah.
So today, with the lockdowns in not only America but around the world, it is locking people out, you know, locking out people from their businesses and from their and their jobs. And many of those jobs have been eliminated now. And so what hope and message would you give to them on starting something new, maybe, as entrepreneurs?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think number one is most importantly, it's not going to last forever. It's a transition that we're going through. It's lasting longer than anticipated, but it's not going to be forever. So we need to know it's a temporary setback and it's a temporary challenge. And
that's,
I think that's the most important area that we need. And number two, it's more time with your family, you know, make the best of it when you're home and try to look at it as a positive impact on you and your family, things that you can do now that you couldn't do before because you're running around and you live a very fast-paced life, and running here and running there gave us so little time with our loved ones. And number three, I think, it's very important to take some action and have a clear mind and see where we want to go. Perhaps somewhere we never went before, something new, something exciting, something fresh. And I think those three tips are very, very, very valuable.
Do you think, Anna, that people get stuck because, you know, they're used to in their comfort zone? We were all in our own comfort zone, you know, whatever career we had, and so, or whatever job we had. So is it very don't you think it's very difficult for people to make the transition without tips from experts like you and others who have proven that you can overcome obstacles and challenges in life and continue to succeed, even if it's a different career, even if it's a different challenge, or even if you have to go take more classes to expand a new career? So in your best-selling books, and Grow Your Cash Flow and the Doxa Method, what tips do you provide in Grow Your Cash Flow to people seeking to do that?
I think it's a great question. I think it's very important to understand how this is impacting our mental state of mind. It's not necessarily our physical. Some people actually affect them physically, mentally, and emotionally in every aspect of life. But the other scenario is that, like people say, don't work in your business, work on your business. See the opportunities. You got to challenge and bring out the passion and the excitement that you had perhaps many years ago, and introduce it one more time, because it can be so helpful. I think it's time to regroup. It's time to think. It's time to take certain different action that you didn't take before. And perhaps it's a time for gratitude. Some people are extremely happy that and they're cooking meals together, things that they haven't done forever, or they haven't done at all.
I believe that's true, because like my family and I, we got together the other night at an Italian restaurant, and we laughed and we joked and we had fun and we conversed and we don't tell Dr. Fauci, we hugged, we kissed. But it was a wonderful time, you know, we had together. And to me, that's living, you know, when you're hugging and kissing and you're being normal and you're laughing. It's so healthy to laugh, you know. And do you think that laughter about what's happening in our lives is a positive, too? Because don't we have to laugh at life sometimes and say, oh, my gosh, here we are. We were doing great. Now look at this new challenge we're up against. What are we going to do now? Okay, let's read Anna Weber's Grow Your Cash Flow, and maybe we could even start a family business right from our own home.
Yes.
Is that possible?
I think laughter is contagious, and laughter is wonderful, and laughter is essential. And the most important thing, Rose, is to be in the now. You cannot be 5 years from now and ask certain questions. Be in the now, in the present time. What can you do for yourself and for your loved ones in the now, in the present time? And I think that's very valuable, because there's so many worries that take you a year from today, 2 years from today. No, be in the present time. Be focused on the now.
Yeah, we can't do anything about the past. And we can't do anything about the future, because we don't know what it's going to bring. So we have to be in the now, like you say, which is very wise information, because most people don't think about we need to work in the now. And so in your book, Grow Your Cash Flow, what are some of the, what do you think are the important things that people will take away?
Well, I think it's very important to understand that you can work with challenging people like I did, and I turned an adversity. It's very important how you behave, Rose. Your behavior will stand out. And even though sometimes you might feel that, where are you going, what direction are you taking, or where is this is going to end, and you don't really have control over certain things. But one thing you can navigate, and you can how you behave yourself. And that is very impacting other people as well, the people around you. And I think the number one is behavior.
I love that because we are watching politicians behave very badly today, very badly, very mean-spirited, bashing each other, calling each other names, and it is infecting the entire nation where if you look online, people are just bashing each other and putting each other down when we're all in the same boat and we all need to survive. And there isn't the love that's being presented by our government, our representatives, and the hope and the motivation and the energy that we're going to make America great, keep America great. It's more like doom and gloom and very negative. So that's why I wanted you to be a guest today, because Anna Weber is a light. She's a motivator. She teaches people to overcome these obstacles and not listen to that negativity and get through it and away from it. And so you created another book called The Doxa Method, which are both bestsellers, Grow Your Cash Flow and The Doxa Method, and many other books as well you have online available for the public to learn and to use in their own lives. So what is the Doxa Method?
The Doxa Method has four ingredients, actually. D for desire, O for outstanding, X for acting out the impossible, and A, allow you to be you. I think it's extremely important whether you are a leader or whether you are not so much of a leader, again, going back to your behavior. You live in the three time zones. You move the clock. What did you learn yesterday that you can apply today? What are you looking forward to tomorrow that you can take steps again in the now, in the present time? And it's also transporting your fears, because don't forget, Rose, right now, I would say probably 60% of us lives in fear, in doubt, in a certain panic. And you turn that fear into an opportunity, into success, because you diminish. The mind has such a capability that you can diminish some of the fears and reduce their influence on our lives and use the time for much, much better better opportunities and better chances. And the choice that you make, that's what the Doxa Method is giving you. You make the choice. And the choice is filled with various positive deeds and not negative deeds.
And that's exactly why, you know, I think that you bringing up behavior is so important, because we see billionaires and they are perfectly happy, like perhaps Mr. Gates on his $659 million yacht, and he's telling the rest of the world to sacrifice, telling Americans to sacrifice. These billionaires don't sacrifice anything because they have mansions in every country. They are on a yacht. And so they are not in reality with the real people. And so I think that, you know, these people who don't understand or don't care maybe and are presenting all this fear-mongering that this pandemic will never end needs to be removed from the headlines, and more people like Anna Weber should be getting more attention, because Anna Weber is a positive thinker. She says, hey, think about today, because tomorrow will be better, and take action today and watch your behavior today so that tomorrow will be better. And so when you write your books, what motivates you to write a new book? Is it something that you learn through other people, through business owners, through your life's experiences? What motivates you?
That's a fantastic question. It depends on the sometimes you have something in your belly and you want to come out with it. You say, I don't want to hide it, because it obviously helps. And obviously, it's extremely beneficial. So I don't want to, you know, basically hide it from the people. So that's a very important factor. And the second one, I would say, is extremely valuable, again, how to deal with people. And how to, you can think, the Doxa Method is teaching you how to basically filter that choice and filter what you say and filter what you do. And there is no room for narcissism, because narcissism is all about me, and then I have no time and no effort and no energy to share it with other people. The most important thing is that you share it. If you share it with one person, you share it with 10 people, and the domino effect takes place. And that is huge, hugely important, especially in the time now when everything is locked down and there is a pandemic. And there's so many challenges. People don't know where to pull their, put their heads to. So
they also don't know where to put their money, because, people are saying you should buy gold and silver. Other people saying, oh, don't buy gold and silver, buy bitcoins and whatever other money they have, cryptocurrency. And then other people are saying, oh, don't do that. That's not going to be, the future, because the bankers are resetting and they're going to make it all digital so they control all the money, including your money. And then you've got the people that say, no, we're going to go back to the gold-backed dollar and we're going to make America strong again. So these people are very, very confused. Take your money out of the bank. No, don't take your money out of the bank. If you take your money out of the bank, where do you put it? Under the mattress. Well, what if you forget it's under the mattress? So, I'm not even being funny, because it is a serious problem, Anna Weber, that people don't know what to do with their money today. Or where
that's,
to put it.
That's very accurate. Yes, very accurate. But you need to educate people, because not everything is one size fits all. You need to know that the circumstances, your whole situation financially, your situation mentally, your situation physically, where are you at this moment in your life? And and when you educate and you're around the right people, the people who really care, the people who have expertise and people that know what chances to take, listen to them. And you take everything in small increments. You don't do everything in a big increment, because you want to make sure that it actually works for you. So it's very important to consider people, the whole scenario, not just going by the money question. Money is a great servant, but it's never a good master. It's not going to bring you happiness. It's not going to give you health. It's not going to give you time at all. So money is just a servant that you can use when you actually need it and when you fulfill that. It's a perfect time to use it.
Yes, and nobody owns money, because money passes from hand to hand to hand in our communities, in our states, in our nation, in the world. And so we never really hang on to money, right?
No, I don't think so. And I think there's always a trade-off. I think we're exchanging money for other avenues and other vehicles in our lives, and sometimes it's not a very good choice. That's why I'm saying it's very important to filter that choice, to take time and realize, is this going to be good for us? Is it going to be good for me? Or is it just using money for the wrong purposes?
Because you have such high principles and such great integrity, and you're respected by Fortune 500 companies and major business owners and us entrepreneurs in all businesses who have been fortunate to come across you and your advice and information or read your books. What do you think of people who make money illegally and they start to worship money and they become so obsessed with money to make themselves and their families wealthy so that they can, live the luxurious lifestyles they seek? What do you think of people who have never had any money, let's say, or had modest amount of money, then suddenly start to either illegally or legally become very wealthy and lose sight of anything else other than the obsession with their own dollar and hoarding it? Do you think that there's a serious problem of people who don't have money, but then suddenly they come across a lot of money and then they become very greedy. Do you think those people continue to succeed in life, or that they're very happy inside with themselves?
That's a fantastic question. I think it's not so much the money they're chasing. I think they're chasing the power and the ability of what they can do with the money. And I don't want to judge anybody, because, you know, everybody makes a choice, and the choice feels right for them at the moment they make the choice. But ultimately, anything that's a little bit dark, it cannot bring you the light. So ultimately, I am not sure how happy these people are, perhaps for a temporary time. But like I said, I don't want to judge anybody. It's a choice they make. And the choice they make is an influence the life of their lives and their family lives and their children's lives. And it's huge power struggle. What can money buy? If I have so much money, I buy a Ferrari. I have so much money, I buy a... I know someone, actually, a son of a friend of mine, who is building one of the most exclusive homes in Las Vegas. It's a $12 million home in Las Vegas. And I asked him a question. I said, is it power? Is it? No, I just want to show that I achieved this. So what is the trade-off? What are we lacking here? Because there's always a lack when you chase something so enormously. I don't know. I'm not the expert of that, but I can tell you one thing, that people need to be careful of the choices they make. Does it give them sleep at night? Does it calm them down? Does it make them hyper? Do they get on medication? It's the game they play. Is it a healthy game or is it not so healthy?
Well, I think that's a very important statement that you just made, because my point was asking that question is, I've seen people make a lot of money and just blow it, and then the economy went down in 2008, and they basically lost almost everything and had to start over again. So my point was like, I think it's important for people to understand that can happen, but that Anna Weber is saying be careful, because it may not last and you may not be sitting on the pedestal forever, and in just one crash it could be all gone, like during the Great Depression. So based on that, what tips would you give people who start to make money and they are not as experienced as you are in what to do with their money so that they can use it wisely?
So number one, you have to be around the right people. You have to be around the right social life and business life, and surround yourself with experts that actually can be as good as you are, or perhaps even better. And people who have a passion, who have a direction, who are not just there for the money, but for really helping. Is this a medical device? Is this a certain component that will help people extend their lives or have more of a quality of life? So that's hugely important. And number three, don't be a slave to the money. Make sure that you understand that time is the most important commodity you have and not money. Time can buy everything.
And isn't that so true, though? I mean, like, you know, you can make money, you can be successful, and then maybe you don't have any more time. Maybe that's your last day on Earth, so it's going to pass on to somebody else. And so that's all inclusive and important points to remember. And so would you say for people who do have substantial assets, then when they read your book, to give back to society as well?
I think there's nothing like more precious and more rewarding than giving. You have to make sure that you take care of yourself and your family, of course, or your loved ones. But it's very important to give. And you have such a feeling that you actually, it's like 10 times more potent than anything else in the world. You make people happy. You put a smile on the face. And I always tell people, give with warm hands. Don't give with cold hands. For us, one's life, give a small token. Even a small amount or a small token can make a difference in the other person's life. And that's extremely important. So give his warm hands. Don't give his cold hands. His cold hands, you're not participating in the event.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the other books you've written that you would like our audience to know about that you believe, if they're just starting out in business, are important?
Yeah, see, we are very vulnerable times, and I think Passion to the Purpose is a very, very important book to read. It's very light. It's definitely not heavy. At the end of the book, I'm having an appendix of various statements and questions and what does coffee do for you, how much weight do you want to lose, or various questions that pertaining life and pertaining for one person to feel good. How many people in our society, especially through the COVID-19, feel really good about themselves? They have a peace of mind. They can fall asleep with no worries. We probably can, maybe 10%, maybe 15% of the society, everybody's worried. So I think it's very important to have the passion in the direction and filter what you say, filter what you do, filter how you associate yourself with people, and the results will be right. You're successful, but the results will be very rewarding, and you feel good about yourself. And I think there's nothing more valuable than that in the entire life.
Wow, that's some very, very important information to give to people. And so if you were to choose a place to live and to continue on with what you do, which is to help people grow their cash flow and to use their money wisely and to succeed in life through the Doxa method, and your multitude of wonderful books on Amazon.com, which country would you prefer to live in today?
Wow, that's such a huge question. to pursue education and opportunities, I still think this is one of the greatest countries to live in, and everything that we're going through is a learning process, and what did we learn from it and how we move forward. It's not going to last forever, that's for sure. The economy is probably going to be better than ever in a few years. So United States is probably number one on my list. I like Switzerland. I like certain countries, but I will tell you the welcome that's here and the way everything is structured to help the individual to really pursue their dreams and pursue their opportunities. I would still say United States.
Yes, me too. Great old United States of America.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving. I'll go through the challenges and the trials.
Yes, exactly.
And with your help, Anna Weber, with Grow Your Cash Flow and the Doxa Method and your wonderful best-selling books on Amazon.com. And Anna, I just want to thank you so much for empowering and enlightening and encouraging the American people and people around the world that you can get through challenges and trials and things will get better, but you have to pick yourself up and take action and read books such as Grow Your Cash Flow. And now, Anna, is your time to shine. And if you have any workshops or any personal
I'm going to be working with CEOs, but I think one message that I want to leave with everybody is that take one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no 2 days alike. There's no 2 experiences alike. Just take one day at a time, and even if Tuesday or Wednesday is not such a great day, Thursday might be better. So just feel the motion of time moving forward. And I think that is a very important message. Do one thing at a time. Don't rush into anything. And you're going to realize that methodically you're going to achieve not just success, but you're going to achieve inner happiness.
And where can they find you online?
They can find me at anna@annaweberdoctor.com, or you can find me annagrowyourcashflowbook.com. So there's 2 different emails that I can be reached at, and they can also call me. I'm very happy to speak with people, 949-422-1830.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure that in this day and age that you're going to be, or you are probably very busy and will be even more busy in the future. And I just want to thank you so much and for all the hard work you do and all the information you provide to us. And God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Same with you, Rose. Thank you very much for having me and have a wonderful, blessed week. And let's be all optimistic.
All righty. You take care.
Thank you, Rose.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. And Anna Weber has left the building, and her name is spelled A-N-A. My grandmother's name was Anna. She was from Naples. A-N-A Weber, W-E-B-E-R. And again, if you want to contact her and find out what she has to offer, it's 949-422-1830. And you can get her wonderful, inspiring and empowering books, Grow Your Cash Flow and The Doxa Method. That's D-O-X-A, The Doxa Method, and they are available on Amazon.com and on her website. So on that note, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to enter into the world of politics on the issues of the day. And boy, do we have a lot of issues of the day.
Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up on Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday. And also check out onecupmore.com if you're looking for a personal cup, a special cup for yourself, a mug, or for someone you love.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Columbo. We're back on Columbo Chronicles Live. We just left authors and experts with our special guest, Anna Weber, and she is just a fabulous, dynamic guest, and she has bestsellers on Amazon.com, Grow Your Cash Flow, The Doxa Method, and many more. And let's enter into the world of politics and the issues of the day. One of the issues of the day is Bill Gates. The third shot may be needed to combat coronavirus variants. This is a billionaire. He has more money than, we can't say God, because God owns all the money, but the little gods upon the earth, the icons. And he has a $659 million yacht, and good for him. But he also tells Americans to sacrifice. I would like to ask him, how is he sacrificing during this COVID challenge? It appears that we've had many pandemics since time began. And Dr. Shiva says we have 22 trillion viruses inside our own bodies. So viruses will never end. They will always be with us. The SARS-MERS virus actually began in China and Saudi Arabia and in the Middle East, where they carried that particular virus. Then Obama opened up the borders with Hillary Clinton and migrated unchecked tens of thousands of Middle Eastern and Chinese people into our country who were non-vetted as required by law and the Constitution of the USA. So perhaps they brought SARS and MERS into the USA, through the U.S. refugee agencies, who the whistleblower said were given financial incentives to migrate as many as possible and push them through as fast as possible before the taxpayer millions and millions of dollars to fly them into the USA and walk them across the border when Obama and Biden tied the hands of Border Patrol and ICE and Sheriff Arpaio and so forth during his 8 years in office to migrate as many Muslims and Chinese refugees or asylum seekers into the USA who were non-vetted and non-healthcare checked for viruses. So we don't really know if they brought that virus here already, because it's alleged that Bill Gates and George Soros own a Wuhan lab, a big pharma lab over in Wuhan, and that, like, it's alleged that Illinois Governor Pritzker owns Hyatt Hotels over in Wuhan, and he and World Bank allegedly purchased testing kits in 2018 for the coronavirus before anybody even knew about it. So that's a very interesting article I read online. And then it was reported that Obama gave Durfachi millions of dollars of taxpayer money in a grant to continue with his coronavirus research over in a Wuhan lab after the United States of America imposed on the research of the dangerous coronavirus. So there's a lot of loose ends tied here, and Bill Gates is totally invested in the research of vaccinations. I read it's alleged up to $350 million or more, and he did state in a video that his profit margin was quite healthy from vaccinations. And so I saw a graph online that showed the increase of millions into billions for the CDC from vaccinations, and WHO and some other organizations in the healthcare field, and Bill Gates. So they have increased their profit margin from the millions into the billions vaccinations. And then Congress, before coronavirus was announced, gave immunity to Big Pharma from anyone who was injured or died after being vaccinated. And that's unprecedented. And so that means that if you are made chronically ill, disabled, or you die, that your family or you yourself, if you live and are chronically disabled, that you cannot sue Big Pharma. Why would the Congress of the United States of America do that? Is it because China is involved? And the Bidens and many of the Wall Street gurus and Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, who works for Bill Gates and allegedly sits on the board of directors of the Gates Foundation and was given a medal by George H.W. Bush as the top doctor in the country. And he was funded for 40 years to find a vaccine, discover a vaccine for HIV/AIDS, which he never did. And Moderna is linked to Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and they've never developed a vaccination. So here we have all of these LinkedIn people who are also linked to Jeffrey Epstein, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes, MSM, Big Pharma, Glaxo, Pfizer, all of these big pharma companies. And they've all become extremely wealthy through prescriptions and vaccinations. And the FDA now approved a trial and experimental vaccine that would be used on every person in the world with unknown reactions to individual human beings, which could include death, chronic able disability, paralysis, and more. Because Dr. Mitkovitz says it is not a vaccine. And but the FDA and Big Pharma and Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci are all calling it a vaccine, including the government. So there's so much controversy about it because it is a trial and it is experimental. And the FDA approved it for emergencies. Well, how is it an emergency to plunge a needle in the arm with unknown chemicals and a new method that's never been tried on human beings before with unknown short and long-term case studies published in medical journals by credible doctors and scientists, researchers, to be forcing every human being to be a guinea pig for the Gates Foundation, for WHO, for CDC, and for Wall Street Big Pharma investors, knowing that they're also all tied to Jeffrey Epstein, and they're all involved in eugenics and euthanasia and the UN Agenda 21 to reduce the population of the planet by 50% by 2030 and 90% by 2050 for their new Green Deal, which is for the New World Order, Central Bank, World Bank, IMF, Wall Street, to take over the entire planet, take over your money, your property, your children, your education, to tell you if you can work or not, to tell you when you can leave your home or not, to tell you when you can travel, to tell you if you could ever eat inside a restaurant again, to tell you if you could ever go to a sports arena, to tell you if and enjoy a basketball game or a football game or a baseball game or hockey and so forth, to tell you if you can get on an airplane and fly and go on a vacation or go see granny, to tell you how high to hop, how high to skip, if you can go outside without wearing a mask or a tooth mask or a three mask, plastic gloves, goggles, hazmat suit, who knows what else they have planned, all made in China. And China has opened up 300 new manufacturing companies just for masks because of the supply and the demand in America and around the world. And they're making billions and billions of dollars. So they're making China wealthy. Was it so that they could take the fall for coronavirus when it was being researched in the USA? And then taken over to Wuhan. So it's very complex and complicated. And we have the tens of thousands of doctors from around the world who say that there are other cures for COVID, which is according to them, the doctors, and that who have been working with COVID, SARS, MERS, say that they have case studies that HCQ, vitamin C, zinc, D, and their other treatments that they use cure COVID. Dr. Fauci is published in a virology journal stating that HCQ is a miracle drug that cures COVID. But now he says nothing about HCQ and dismisses it. And he only promotes the Gates Big Pharma vaccinations. But not just one vaccination, now you need two. And now Bill Gates comes out, talk about greed, says you need a third shot to combat coronavirus variants. So they have no intention of stopping with this lockdown situation unless you comply with their never-ending vaccinations, it appears, and their never-ending mask of 1, 2, 3 mask on your face. I'm not even joking. This is insanity, in my opinion. And we are a free people. Bill Gates is not a doctor. Bill Gates is not a virologist. Bill Gates is not a PhD. Bill Gates is not a researcher with a PhD in medicine. And yet he's going over to India and Africa and injecting vaccines over in their foreign nations, which is, in America, practicing medicine without a license, is it not? And against the law? Or even giving medical advice without a license? But if you have billions and billions of dollars, I guess you can do whatever you want to do in America. So it appears that Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci with Dr. Birx and Joe Biden and other Democrats are dictating to the American people, who are the government, a free people, 330 million free people, fear-mongering for over a year now, and continue to fearmonger that, oh, there's a variant in the UK, there's a variant in Africa, there's a variant over here. We need to keep you locked down. We need to keep you distancing. We need to keep you wearing 2 and 3 masks. You need to stay home. You can only leave when we tell you can leave. Who wants to live like that? Who are these people? They're people, and they're all wealthy. So why don't you ask Bill Gates, Joe Biden, how they are sacrificing? Ask Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton and Obama also said Americans need to sacrifice and give up their liberties. Why don't the American people, with all 330 million, ask Gates and Fauci, who are all seen in Newsom and Pelosi's, without their masks, going to salons, going to fine restaurants, socializing with their friends, partying, having great dinners, and not distancing. Why don't all of you 330 million Americans wake up and ask them, how are they sacrificing? What liberties are they giving up while they sail away on a $650 million yacht or visited Orgy Islands and submarine islands for 30 years without being held accountable? Why didn't the American people start asking questions? Because the American people are being suppressed, oppressed, depressed, which I call FOD, and they are being controlled by people who aren't even in public office, even though they are not supposed to control us. They have you believing they have the power to control you by making unconstitutional laws to lock you down indefinitely through fear-mongering, by denying you your freedom, your rights, your liberties, and the human right, the civil right, the constitutional right to work, to make money, to open your business, to operate your business. and to choose if you want to wear a mask or not. Because Dr. Fauci said it was for optics, theatrics. It was to make you feel more protected, even though it doesn't stop a virus. Viruses come and go. You have 22 trillion viruses in your body. They're never going to go away. But you have an immune system that God gave us. You have nutritional foods. You have supplements and vitamins that other doctors recommend. You have Invectrum and Invectrum, I think it is. And you have a new prescription drug out of Australia. You have HCQ. You have zinc and C and D, etc. And all these doctors recommend them, except for Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the federal government. So Americans have the right to work as a human right to sustain their necessities of life for themselves and their families, which is the right to be sheltered, to have clothing, to have food, to have money, to socialize, to travel. These are to laugh, to enjoy life, to hug, to kiss, to procreate, which is the opposite of what the Biden administration is proposing with the New World Order, Gates, Fauci, Epstein, Clintons, Obamas, Feinsteins, Pelosi's, Schumer's, Newsom's. All of these people are into depopulation of the planet. They're into transgenderism, which means a person who is neither male or female and can't procreate. They're into same-sex indoctrination of children so that they cannot procreate. It's very simple. Americans have a window of time to unite and to peacefully, legally, and constitutionally exercise those freedoms, liberties, and rights, and to recall people out of office, to seek out lawyers who will sue these people who are denying you your right to work, your right to go to school, your right to go to church. You are the government. We the people are the government. These elected officials can be recalled, voted out, and sued. And they should be. Action. And it takes people who want to be free, who want to maintain their liberty and want their children and grandchildren to live in a free nation under the Constitution of the United States of America, not under the CCP, Chinese, totalitarian, dictatorial, authoritarian, cruel CCP, Chinese manifesto. Because that's where this is all headed. They're already calling natural-born Americans who believe in God, Christians, Catholics, patriots, constitutionalists, flag-waving, gun-toting Americans who stand for the national anthem, who recite the Pledge of Allegiance, who place their hand on their heart, and who believe in God, domestic terrorists, who need to go to camps and be reprogrammed or worse, like they do in China. This is where we're at. This is where you are at. What are you going to do? Are you going to call your reps? Are you going to run for office? Because you should, whether it's on the city, county, state levels, which is where you should try. And then those who want to go to Congress should also go to Congress and vote out all of the incumbents who have voted anti-American, anti-Constitution, and anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-Jew, anti-sovereignty. Vote them out. And on that note, I have to go. Until next Wednesday, God willing, God bless you and God bless America. And remember, stay happy, stay healthy, and live life. Don't be afraid to live life, because you only have one life to live.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.